Mecklenburg commissioners voted Tuesday to add $3.1 million to the county's park and recreation budget, including $2 million to buy land. But the budget meeting was dominated by questions about transparency after Commissioner Pat Cotham accused the board's chair, George Dunlap, of violating the state's open meetings law leading up to the meeting. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Last week, George Dunlap sent his colleagues an email about Tuesday's budget meeting. He said he'd spoken to each commissioner and had worked out a handful of changes to the budget that he thought would satisfy the board overall. Below is the proposed motion that will accomplish the changes that you have requested, Dunlap wrote. Having listened to each of you, the motion should pass unanimously. Pat Cotham objected, telling Dunlap in an email that she believed he violated the state's open meetings law by ironing out a budget compromise without public input.
I responded to him that I was very worried how this would look, and it wasn't transparent, and I would... I use words like this is going to look like a backroom deal.
The budget changes were approved with little discussion in a meeting that had been previously publicized and was open to the public. Dunlap defended his discussions with commissioners.
There was never any secret meetings. She simply chose not to participate. And that's on her. It's unfortunate. Some of her colleagues invited her to have lunch to discuss the budget. She chose not to do that. That's up to her.
The controversy was first reported by the Charlotte Observer. During Tuesday's meeting, County Attorney Tyron Wade said the email exchange did not violate state law. Other commissioners defended their discussions, like former Chair Trevor Fuller.
I don't believe that I was part of a secret agreement. I know I wasn't part of a secret agreement. So if y'all came to an agreement without me, that's on you.
Under state law, elected officials are allowed to discuss business with each other individually or in small groups. Emails to an entire elected board are allowed, but not back-and-forth discussions about policy. In the emails in question, most of the back-and-forth emails were between Cotham and Dunlap, though there is one exchange between Commissioner Elaine Powell and all of her colleagues. The county is scheduled to take its final vote on the budget June 4th. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.